Hello, welcome to Design Your Life Podcast. This is your host, Dennis, and this is going to be our last episode for our series on 7 Perspectives of Effective Leaders based on the book by Daniel Harkavy. And the 7th perspective is a very exciting and very important perspective every leader must embrace. And this is Perspective 7, the outsider. Or if you're a pastor, the mission field. How would the outsider see who you are? The outsider's perspective is very important. The way to challenge your thinking is by seeking insight from an outsider. How does the market, the mission field, or your target see you? What is their perspective about you? The unbiased input can broaden your thinking, highlight blind spots that you have, and would stretch you past your comfort zone, right? Kasi pag insider ka na, matagal ka nang nasa inside, you're doing the same things over and over again, and then you can already see with fresh eyes. You need an outsider's perspective. Outsiders are people outside your organization that wants you to succeed. It can be a consultant that you hire, a leadership coach, somebody that you want to observe in your organization or your team, how things are being done. In the business world, they hire an outsider to see and to give feedback on the culture and the environment of the workplace. I think this is very important, not just for business people, but also for pastors and church leaders. You need to have an outsider perspective. I am refreshed every time I visit another church and I get to see how things are done. It gives me a fresh perspective on the changes I need to do when I go back to my own local church. It is the same way when there's a business and you go to your competition and you observe. Sabi nga nila, si Sam Walton of Walmart would visit his major competitions and go around and shop in their department stores and go back and share best practices that he has observed with his competition. This is part of how you should lead. There needs to be an outsider's perspective. Leaders must actively seek and develop this trusted relationship with a few outsiders who will communicate their observations with complete and unfiltered candor. As in, sabihin mo na sa akin, ano kailangan sabihin? Truth, even when it hurts. You need those kind of people. Be open for those feedbacks. No, tanong mo, anong observation mo sa amin? Nakita mo? I love doing that. I just did that 2 weeks ago. So we had this new businesswoman from church and I told her, what's your observation about Victory Makati? She smiled and she said, are you ready? I said, I'm ready. Give it all you've got, even when it hurts. And you know, some of her observations really hurt a lot. But I had to go back to our executive team and said, these are the things that she has observed. This is something that we need to work on. Have an outsider's perspective. Dapat part yan ng schedule ng isang CEO or ng isang senior leader or the executive team to ask outsiders to come and observe them and see how things are being done and tell and ask for good unbiased feedback. Now, here are some potential blind spots for perspective number 7. Okay? We have to rely on outsiders in good times and bad times. Not only in bad times. Some naman not only in good times. Now, we tend to get outsiders if there's a problem. Or if things are going well lang. Then, papa-observe tayo. Then you get, what? Biases. Kasi nakita nila yun nung maganda pa. Get them also in good times or bad times. Depends. Then give the outsiders the permission to speak and see the bigger picture. If you have a budget for consultants to go around and check you out, please make sure it's not just a 3-hour meeting or a 1-day observation. Let it be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The longer, the better. Why? There's more now data, qualitative research that happens when they observe on a longer time period, right? So also in good times, when sometimes naman pag good times ano tayo eh, guards down, they get to see the real culture that we have that might lead to bad times. So good to have a consultant, not also just in bad times but also in good times. Okay, don't hold back, be open and vulnerable. Okay, if you hire somebody or tell somebody to come and observe you, tell them the big problem. Wag mo nang i-sugarcoat. Mas maganda alam nila. In fact, this practice gives you a practice of self-awareness. Aware ka ba talaga sa nangyayari sa organization mo? Or good things are always happening when you know the numbers and the results and the anecdotes show that things are not really doing well. So be very open. Be vulnerable. Sabihin mo ano nasa loob mo. Sabihin mo talaga nang struggle. Kaya ka kumuha ng consultant. Kaya ka kumuha ng coach. Because you need somebody to help you with that. And then, you have to look for challenge. How can I become better? Right? Ang outsider's perspective, masakit siya. Masakit siyang tanggapin talaga. No? And I've received feedback from outsiders. And sometimes it really pains me why it hurts my ego and my pride as a leader. Especially when you're growing. Yung akala mo tama na ginagawa mo, tapos may nakita pa silang mali na ginagawa. Or it would take you out of your comfort zone. I was talking with a businessman who hired a business coach. And ang challenge sa kanya ng business coach, you want your business to go to the next level, number one, you have to clean all records and pay right. I know the government makes it hard, but you have to pay right. But the second challenge was something more, mas mahirap daw for that person. Sabi niya, my coach told me I need to read books. And then I told him, you know, I've been saying that to you for the longest time because you have a limited vocabulary. You cannot express yourself. A leader needs to learn how to express himself or herself. Now, that takes an outsider to do it. Pag nakita niya, oh, ganito siya makipag-meeting, oh, parang sobrang magulo. Parang yung train of thought, parang di mo alam ano gusto niya sabihin. It takes an outsider to spot those blind spots and tell you, this is something that you need to work on. Right? Find yourself a good coach. Right? Find yourself a consultant if you're running an organization. Right? Make sure to have this outsider perspective that would help catapult your organization and even your leadership to the next level. You know, I'm gonna end here. Alam ko marami tayong kailangan i-process. If you need to watch the video from beginning to end, so this is like 6 videos in total, to help you discuss it with your executive team, discuss it with the core team that you have on how you can better build your leadership and your organization's health, because this is very important. When you change, remember this, hundreds of lives are affected, not just you. It's the people working under you and even their families on the long run. So, healthy talaga na may gawin tayo dito. No, na hindi lang to another learning experience for you, but this is something that would challenge you. Sabi ko nga, and that's my ending. Look for challenge. I'm challenging you now. Become better at what you do. Become a better leader this year. Alright? Read more books. Hire a coach. Get a consultant. Right? Find ways to get out of your comfort zone. Focus on your strengths. Marami pang iba. Alright? But make sure to get to review these videos that I've dished out. Review it with your team. Would be good for you to be open and vulnerable. Really speak what's in your mind. Get the perspective of the team. Look at your roles. Look at the strategic opportunities that you have and the bets that you're making. All of that, please review. And ito lang naman request ko. Once you see results happen, email nyo naman ako, message nyo naman ako. Nakatulong talaga tong video na to. Really, it would really bless my heart to see some results happen because of the coaching videos that I'm sending out. Alright, so guys, thank you so much for staying with me in these 6 videos that talks about the 7 perspective of effective leaders. I hope to dish out more coaching videos for you as a pastor, as a Christian leader, maybe somebody in the marketplace or even in business. I hope the principles that you learn here will help you become greater in your calling and assignment that God has given you. Once again, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also listen to our Spotify and subscribe there. Please give us a 5-star rating. It would really help us a lot. And please share this to your friends. Share this to your pastors. Share this to CEOs, business leaders, and hopefully they could get something out of it. God bless you guys. This is Dennis C. signing off for 7 Perspective of Effective Leader series natin, and hope to see you in our next following videos. God bless you guys.